Chris Jacobs recently won re-election to his state Senate seat. His name was among a few mentioned as a possible Republican choice to run for county executive this November. But about a month ago, Jacobs became the father of a baby girl, and he tells WBFO now is not the right time for his family to see him get involved with a new election campaign.
We just came off an election this November. I was re-elected to the Senate, and which I'm thrilled about. And certainly I was very honored to be asked by many people I respect to consider it. I did. The first decision is the personal and family. If that's okay, then you can look at other issues like the merits of the race. But I didn't get beyond that first question because I just did not think personally it was the right time.
In a written statement, Erie County Republican Committee Chairman Nick Langworthy says his party has several strong, qualified, and interested candidates, and a decision will be made soon. Jacobs, for one, backs Erie County legislator Lynn Dixon. She is a registered independent who has traditionally caucused with Republicans and conservatives within the legislature. Dixon, in a recent message to WBFO, said it's an honor to be considered, but at this point, it is just business as usual. The incumbent, Democrat Mark Poloncarz, officially launches his re-election bid with a kickoff event in Buffalo's Larkinville neighborhood this weekend. He is seeking a third term. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.